Well, in the last 2 hours since we last spoke, I come back down to the square, and both the energy and the numbers here have swelled at an astonishing rate. People are still streaming in from every possible entrance point. One man told me that he came from Giza across the river, and that every single road from Cairo University, which is probably a few miles away from here, towards the square, is completely jam-packed with people trying to reach the square. As they approach, there are a series of checkpoints, some of them by the military and some of them by ordinary people, protesters, who are checking to see that there are no police. People are shouting, "I had like a Mr. Shorty, anybody can come through, but not the police. Check the IDs to make sure the police don't get in." And it's all very, very good natured. People are queuing patiently. They're incredibly excited. They're holding up placards, not just in Arabic and even English, but also French and Spanish. They want the world to see that this is their moment. This is their day. And we're seeing really incredible spontaneous political organisation as well. People gathering around placards, writing up their demands, and you know, people who've never met just coming together on the street, debating exactly how they should word their demands, exactly what they want to achieve. And it's very clear that the one thing everyone agrees on is that there can be nothing less than Mubarak leaving Egypt today. People coming up with very creative chants. We're not going, you know, he has to go. Wake up Mubarak, you know, your last day has arrived, your plane is ready. I just spoke to an incredibly moving interview with a gentleman who lost his son in the fighting over the past few days. He is sitting in the middle of the square with a big placard holding up a photo of his son and the autopsy report, which states that he was his son, Lotfi, was shot dead by two bullets in the chest. Apparently, the son, who was 28 years old and working in Erba across the river, was driving home on Friday, got caught up in the fighting, saw a child in the street, and you know, with tear gas and bullets flying all around, went to pick up the child and remonstrated, went over to a police officer and remonstrated him at Widman and said, "Why are you shooting us with live bullets?" At which point the police officer shot him twice in the chest, and he died instantly. The child got shrapnel wounds and is still being treated in hospital. And I spoke to his father, who said that he was never particularly political before. He didn't particularly like Mubarak, but he would never have normally gone on a demonstration. And now, after burying his son, he came straight to the square. He's been here ever since. And he says that he will march the presidential palace today, and he will, if he sees Mubarak, he will go out and take him himself. So real energy, real optimism, incredible belief that they're going to achieve something today. And I think there's a sentiment amongst Egyptians that they've really been patronized, you know, not just by their own government, but by the international media, and in some ways for the last 5,000 years. You know, you often hear words like, you know, Egyptians are naturally passive, obedient people. They need a strong man, a ruler, a pharaoh, to keep the country in shape. And they feel like they're proving today that through this spontaneous political organization, through this really good-natured solidarity, the fact that people are walking around with rubbish bags, picking up rubbish, handing out food, supporting each other through everything that's going on, they're proving everything wrong. And I'm with a protester now, Hossam El-Hamlawi, who's a prominent activist and blogger and has been covering these protests for several days. I'm just going to hand the phone over to him, and if you want to ask him a few questions about what's going on, I'm sure he'd be happy to talk to you. Hello?
Hosni?
It's not Hosni. It's Hossam.
Apologies.
It's H-O-S-S-A-M.
Give me an idea of how many people are there today.
Oh man, I would say at least like a quarter of a million have already assembled here in Tahrir Square. And the day is only starting. Usually people start flocking here after 1 p.m. Anti-Mubarak slogans are being chanted left and right. Anti-Mubarak banners are up, accusing Hosni Mubarak of being an agent for the Americans and the Israelis, accusing Mubarak of being a dictator. I see men, women, Copts, Muslims, old men, old women, young women, like the whole Egyptian society is represented here today.
And why, just to set, just sum it up, why are you there?
Why what?
Why are you protesting?
We are protesting in order to push Mubarak to leave this country, and we want to change the regime. It's not just about Mubarak. We want a new regime that will represent the will of the people, not the dictatorship we're having today.
Do you think he can possibly survive?
What?
Will he fall?
Will he fall? I have no doubt that he will fall. It's a question of time, and we're steadfast, and we'll continue with our protest.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Richard.